Welcome to the Divine Voice of Love podcast. In everything there is light. Here's your host, Sid, bringing their message from the divine.
Divine Spirit will be with us in every episode. They will bring enlightenment, universal knowledge, and divine truth to all. As you listen, divine energy of loving vibration will resonate deep inside of you, out of the darkness of fear and into the light of God's love. As you listen, your higher self will accompany you in allowing divine truth to be imprinted into your life. As you listen, they, meaning divine spirit, assist in the removing of all negative energies, thoughts, beliefs, emotions, and desires. As you listen, divine truth will be told, for you will be activated towards your highest and greatest purpose, towards a new and joyful way of life. As you listen, you will be guided to new truths for your soul's journey and a new and deeper understanding on your spiritual path. As you listen, any fear of falseness is transformed into love for truth to reside. As you listen, the illusion of separateness will be removed. Since they are always here, you are never alone.
Oh my gosh, people out there, stop judging yourself. Stop judging others, you little judgy judgersons. You know, you just keep judging and judging and going, wow, she did it like this or he did it like that and I'm better than them. Or, oh my gosh, I'm not any good compared to them. You have to understand that there's no judgment. You have to let it go. There's no judgment here. God doesn't judge you. I understand in religious terms that, yeah, you know, you're all being judged. No. You're just being accountable. And lighten up about all you people that have this great big huge baseball bat that wants to hit yourself over the head because you think that you're failing, you think you're not doing a good enough job. The only thing you do need to do is improve daily. That's all. We all make mistakes. We all have too much fat on our bodies. We all have bad breath in the morning. We all don't do our best all the time. Sometimes we're frustrated at our job or our children or our life in general, our love life, our sex life, every single solitary thing, okay? But who are you judging it against? How do you know what these people are going through? There's so many people out there that struggle every day at every moment. And it's because you get so wrapped up in your own head because you're too busy judging. Judgy Judgersons, stop it. Stop. Live your life fully. Live your life bountifully. Live your life with a lovingness first of yourself. You have to love yourself first. You don't always have to like yourself. Nobody ever said you have to like yourself all the time. We all have patterns. We all have different things. And the greatest thing that we can do is change our mind about ourselves. Change our mind about our life. Change our mind about how we go through life. Change our mind about other people. Stop judging. If you're a judge that sits on a stand, that means that you are bearing witness to testimony. Okay? That's an actual job. You're bearing witness to testimony, and you're trying to make a fair decision. You should try to bear witness to other people's testimony in life, how much they go through, the things that you don't even know that they go through, the times that they look in the mirror and think that they should look a different way. Love yourself. Accept who you are. And if you need to change your ways about something, then do. Take the time to look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? I can be better. I'm going to stop behaving in such a bad way to myself and to others. Go find affirmations. Go ask people. One of the greatest things you can ever do is ask someone else how they view you. Somebody that matters, somebody that counts, somebody that has good opinion, not judgmental opinion, just true opinion. Listen to something really important. Never, ever, ever listen to someone's opinion who has hate in their body, who has hate in their soul, who doesn't like other people, including themselves. Only listen to people that have integrity, the ones that have compassion, the ones that have love for themselves and for others and for life and for God. And guess what? You're going to get the correct opinion. So you can see your life clearly from the viewpoints of others. The other people's opinions don't count and don't matter because they're a limited belief system. They're only coming from their own inability to have understanding. Find compassion in your life. And if you're a person that gives everybody else compassion, then you need to learn compassion for yourself as well. I know so many people go out there and they say to themselves, well, it's okay that that person did that, and it's okay that that person did that over there. But why is it okay for them to be okay and for to give your forgiveness on them, but you're not forgiving yourself? Who are you competing with? Don't compete with Jesus. Don't compete with God, because you're not either of them. You're yourself. You're not your neighbor. You're not the person down the street. You're not somebody in another country. Who are you to judge them? Who are you to judge yourself? Look at yourself. Be honest with your beauty. Be honest with the kind things that you've done. Look at those first and try to mirror that and try to do more of them. If you do one kind thing a day, then tomorrow do two kind things a day. It gets bigger and more and better. Your self-esteem will change. You won't judge yourself as harshly, and I guarantee you, you certainly won't judge other people as much either. Live in your best life. Do the best thing that you can do. And if you need to change how you're behaving, how you're thinking, and how you're being, change it. It's your life. You have the power to do it. Your circumstances don't affect that. Your circumstances should never be a direct reflection of how you think. Your circumstances should be a direct reflection of what your desire needs to be, of who you're going to be tomorrow, how you're going to go through this problem today, how you're going to behave today is the direct reflection. And then all of a sudden, the circumstance changes, because the only thing that you can see is love. The only thing you can see is passion and purpose and beauty, because then you start sharing the real truth of you, the good truth of you. Let go, judgy judgersons. Let go. Enjoy your life. Do better. Do better and do better. That's all there is. It's just love out there. And the more you share it, and the more you give it, and the more you place it upon other people, your life will change. Your viewpoint about yourself and others will change. Blessings, blessings, blessings to you all. Have a wonderful life. Have a wonderful day.
May the divine cord of love and light penetrate my entire being, bringing the knowledge of my higher true self. May my life, my actions, my doings be that of only love. My mind is illuminated and filled with clear, direct words towards my greatest purpose. My throat releases all fear now to my perfect and full self-expression. My heart is filled so fully with that of only divine love. As I fill my heart with endless love, I release endless love out to myself, to others, and to God. As my solar plexus are filled with happiness, passion of my soul's greatest desire dances and penetrates throughout my entire being. One of purpose, one of passion, one of endless love, one of truth. As I receive the truth imprinted in my soul, my entire being is ignited with joy, a returning, a promise of recognition and the divine guidance. As I bring forward divine guidance, my being rejoices throughout the universe. God's will, God's way, God's bestowed blessings. I am liberated of all fear and anchored in purpose, in passion, in clarity, in direction, and loving truth. All of my days are now blessed with the divine of my highest self and the divine supreme God. living and bringing forth with the life force from within. One truth, one joy, one presence. As they walk in this continued presence, being his instrument of peace, love, and joy, I liberate other souls in their greatest purpose, passion, and joy as well. My abdomen is purified and cleansed of all guilt, for only joy, deep, deep joy, to reside. It is my pleasure to give my joy freely to others, and to myself, and to God. My lower back and tailbone thrives with boundless energy, creating money, effortless and easy, everywhere I go. I freely ground my life's purpose, igniting it into the earthly plane. May the divine light force within beckon my soul towards its greatest and most profound purpose. May I be love. May I be joy. May I be wisdom. May I be purity in all of my doings, in all of my ways, all of my days.
You've been listening to the Divine Voice of Love podcast. May our message ignite your soul's oneness deep within. Bring our message to your friends by liking and subscribing. Blessings to you all.